Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today is episode 1 with Pastor Jerry Cho. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you for asking.
I'm very excited about this podcast with you today. And I know you personally, but I think this is the first time doing podcast with you. And well, first off, I want to congratulate you for graduating from Southeastern Seminary. And also, I'm so excited about your next phase of your life. Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
We're going to Ottawa, Canada in 2 weeks. Wow, to pastor a church.
Wow, that's amazing. So have you lived in Canada before?
Never.
Never?
We're still not ready for the cold.
Okay, wow. Yeah, I mean, where are you originally from?
I was born in Korea back in 1977. Mm-hmm. And I was raised there and grew up in Korea. But I spent my high school years and college years in America. Mm-hmm. So I was raised in both cultures.
Okay, that's great. So do you consider yourself as 1.5 Korean American?
Yes, I do. Okay. I don't know what 1.5 means exactly. Yeah. There are a lot of theories and ideas about what first generation, second generation, even 1.5 generation is. But I do consider myself 1.5 because I was raised in both cultures.
Right.
And at the same time, I can relate to the first generation as well as the second generation.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So for me, 1.5 generation represents a bridge between the first and the second.
Yeah, that's great. So when you were in America, which part of America did you live mostly?
I spent about 7 years in Maryland, and that's where I went to high school and the college there. And 7 years here in North Carolina. Mostly attending seminary and pastoring.
Yeah. Do you see much of a difference between Maryland and North Carolina?
Besides weather, food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, North Carolina has a lot of great food, I think. Mm-hmm. And
So do you like sweet tea and
Chick-fil-A, yes, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll love food in Ottawa and Canada.
I hope so.
I went there one time and then they had the beaver tail.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome.
Wow.
You got to try it.
All right.
Awesome. Well, today is the first episode and we want to know more about your personal story. So I'm always starting with this question. I think it's a very important question, which is this. How did you become a follower of Christ?
Okay, well, I was not born into a Christian family. I was very much into Oriental philosophy and mysticism and things like that. All that to say, I believed in spiritual things, but not exactly in Christian God, right? I was very interested in spiritual matters, spirituality in general, but not so much about Christianity. But in 1993, our family had to move from Seoul, Korea to Maryland because of my dad's business in Korea was not going well. We started to attend a Korean church while we were in Maryland for a while. And during that time, I've never given much thought about becoming a Christian. I thought I was a Christian because I was attending a church. The idea of this becoming, right? This being a follower of Christ was very foreign to me. But as I was listening to sermons and going to youth meetings and whatnot, I started to think seriously about Christianity. Then one day I was invited to this summer retreat, and for the first time ever, I was convicted of my own sins. Mm. I realized how disgusting and even appalling my sins were to God. And then I was also assured of my own salvation by grace of God and in faith in Jesus. And once I realized that, I completely broke down and I confessed every single sin that I could think of at the time. And then after a while, I realized that my sins were all forgiven, and that my life then belonged to not myself, but to God. You know, there were a few hiccups, right, along the way, along the journey. But, you know, that was the moment back in 1994, summer of 1994. That was the moment I've begun this journey to walk as a follower of Christ.
Wow, that's awesome. What is God's calling for your life?
I always thought that calling was somehow linked to vocation or, you know, like what you do. But I realized that God's calling is more than that. It certainly pertains to what you do, but I think it covers, you know, who you are as a person. And I think that it's first and foremost who you are as a person, you know, which is God's image bearer. That's who we are. We are God's image bearers. And I believe God's calling for my life is to be His child, and be like His child by following Christ. I also consider helping others to follow Christ, God's calling for my life. And I think God called me into ministry to help people follow Christ.
That's amazing. What is your life verse?
I have two of them. First one is Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. This verse reminds me of who I am, and it also reminds me of the grace of the gospel. This is one of my life verses. And the second one is Ezra 7:10. Now, Ezra had determined in his heart to study the law of the Lord, obey it, and teach its statutes and ordinances in Israel. This verse reminds me that I'm to study God's word and first to obey it, and, you know, just be saturated in it, and then teach it to others also, so that they can obey it and they can be saturated in it.
Right. Wow, that's great. But who is the biggest influence in your life?
I had a mentor in college who was my college group pastor at the time, and he wasn't the most lovable person, let me admit that first, but he really opened my eyes, so to speak, to becoming mature in Christ. I was able to see that he loved the Lord, you know, even though he wasn't the most lovable person. I was able to see that he loved the Lord and was really passionate about the kingdom and kingdom work. I consider him my mentor and my teacher even today. He's still the biggest influence in my life.
So do you still keep in touch with him?
I do, yes. Okay. We Facebook, we exchange messages.
Okay.
And
is he Korean or American? Or?
He's a Korean.
Korean, okay.
Yeah. So at the time, so interesting thing is that he graduated from Southeastern as well.
Oh, okay.
So I never thought about going to a seminary back in the day, but if I were to go to a seminary, it was going to be Southeastern.
Because of
his influence on me, yes.
Okay. Is he a pastor or?
Yeah, he's a pastor.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a pastor of a very small church.
In America or in Korea?
In Korea. He's still in Korea.
Wow. Well, you mentioned about you lived in Korea for several years and then in the United States. Mm-hmm. What are some differences between living in Korea and in the United States?
Okay, well, yeah, I kind of mentioned this in the beginning, but I was born in Korea and lived there till I graduated from middle school. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to the U.S. and went to high school and college, which is about 7 years. And after graduation, I went to Thailand for 1 year as a short-term missionary. And after that, I went back to Korea and lived there for 7 years. And then I came to North Carolina for seminary education and lived here for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. Right? Positive experience of living in two countries is that I think your perspective is that much widened. So you look at life from, I guess, more than one point of view. And that really helped me grow as a person.
Right.
I became more laid back, and I was able to kind of pause and just kind of ponder what's going on challenge, you mentioned challenge of this kind of lifestyle is that you really don't have a place to call home.
Mm.
I don't know where my home is. is it Korea? Because I was born there and I speak Korean and, mm-hmm. and I'm familiar with its culture. Or is it America? Because I've lived here for a while and my family and my friends are all here. So I guess all that to say, I'm that much versatile in terms mm-hmm. of living in both countries, but at the same time, I'm that much kind of aloof.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said that you cannot really call home
yeah.
either as Korea or America. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not yet with Canada, but if you have a choice,
yes.
okay, to live one place, mm-hmm. well, same condition, everything is the same, mm-hmm. where would you choose to live, Korea or America?
I would choose to live in Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, because food there is great. They have
more authentic
Korean food. Yes, they
and
do have Korean food.
And cheaper, I guess.
Yes, yes, yes.
No tips.
yeah.
No offense to restaurant
no,
owners, but...
No,
okay, good. Now, what are you most passionate about?
I'm passionate about teaching.
Mm.
I'm so much addicted to teaching.
Wow.
So I have to be very careful that it doesn't become my idol.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm that much passionate about teaching. I feel ecstatic when I see people learn.
Mm.
I love the dynamic of teacher-student relationship. I love the atmosphere of learning. And I'm really passionate about just every part of teaching.
Mm-hmm. Does teaching include preaching or is it just teaching in the classroom setting?
No, I'm not. Well, it doesn't. It certainly includes a classroom setting teaching, mm-hmm. but I'm talking about more general in general sense,
okay.
like you know, teaching and learning in general. Mm-hmm. I think I am interested in teaching. I'm passionate about teaching because I love the process of learning. I love seeing people learn.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing people transform.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm passionate about.
Did you see yourself becoming teacher
oh, yes.
when you were young?
No.
Okay. Wow.
No.
Mm-hmm. So when did you really begin to process to become a teacher or being passionate for teaching?
So I mentioned I lived in Korea
mm-hmm.
After college.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was in Korea, I taught at an English academy, English institute. They call
mm-hmm.
it Hagwon.
Hagwon.
So yeah, I was a teacher at Hagwon. At first, it was just another job,
mm-hmm.
right? I had to work
mm-hmm.
To support my family, my fiance, and my wife
right.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it just started as just a job,
mm-hmm.
but then after a while, mm-hmm. I was addicted. I
mm-hmm.
felt really passionate
mm-hmm.
after a while,
mm-hmm.
after getting involved with teaching
mm-hmm.
and learning kids learn and learning people learn. And I kind of liked the process of preparing for the lesson and everything,
mm-hmm.
just the whole, you know, the whole nine
yeah.
yards, right?
Right.
So I knew that this was what I need to do.
Mm.
I'm good at it.
Mm.
I want to do it. I'm passionate
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm.
And I see people change because
mm-hmm.
of my work.
Right.
So I'm passionate about teaching.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I should have asked you at the beginning, but you know, you're not single, right?
No.
Okay. Can you tell us about your family?
My family.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm married with two kids, two boys. Justin, who is 12, and Eden, who is 6,
mm-hmm.
will be 7 in January.
Mm-hmm.
My wife. Haesin is a Korean.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Korean citizen, and we met in Thailand. I was a short-term missionary there for a year, and she also had been, a short-term missionary there. So.
Okay. Do you speak any Thai language?
She does.
Oh, she does.
She can get by in Thai.
Wow.
I could as well, but I lost all my Thai speaking ability.
Wow. That's great. Now, how do you discipline yourself to become a better leader?
I try to read books.
Mm.
I try to listen to podcasts.
Mm.
And I try to learn from other leaders
mm.
as well. So I watch how they lead, how they talk, and
mm.
you know, how they interact with others, and how they learn leadership as well. I think that really helps me. So there are a couple of people who, you know, I watch carefully. And those are Tim Keller, John Piper, J.D. Greer, and Tim Mackey from the Bible Project, and several others.
Okay, great. Do you have any books that you want to recommend?
Like a recent book that,
about leadership or anything? I would say leadership.
About leadership. Yeah. J. Oswald Chambers' Spiritual Leadership is, I think, you have to start from there, Spiritual Leadership. And that book really sparked my interest. Sparked my interest in leadership, and I feel like, I recommend that book to anyone who's interested in learning more about leadership.
That's good. Yeah, I read that book, and it was very, very inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Jerry. If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.